James thing.
So second and 10, one more play from the 26-yard line. With that 1 second to go.
Hook and ladder.
They got a couple of guys at the five and at the goal line, just in case they do pull off some shenanigans. Looking deep, looking down the sideline.
They caught it!
And I think he's in. Touchdown. Oh, my goodness. He caught it at right at the goal line, was hit at the goal line, but able to stretch the ball into the end zone. So with that 1 second left, a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
For the Old Abes, and now a two-point conversion would tie things up. My goodness.
Wow.
Did not expect that. I don't think Rapids thought that they were going to go down the sideline either. They're looking at the middle more.
Hey, well, he did a great job putting it where the only place where anyone could get it was his receiver. That was a well-thrown ball.
Almost like back
bootleg.
Gunlock. Got a man on the left side, and it's tipped away.
There's a flag, though.
Right in the area where the pass was intended.
Yep.
Was it a holding or interference on Rapids is what we're maybe assuming. We'll wait for the official call here. Nobody's leaving the field as of yet.
Offsetting. All right.
So illegal man downfield, if you did not hear, on the Old Abes, and pass interference on Rapids. We'll try it again. Gunlock gets the snap. He's going to cut it back up the middle, and he's going to get into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And that's how we come to the end of half number one. The Old Abes put up 8 points and just a second to go on the clock. And we are tied at 16 apiece. Michael and I are going to add up some numbers, talk a little bit about first half scoring summary. We'll do that all in about 15 minutes or so as we send it back to Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast. 16-16 as we step out, you're listening to Raider and Old Abe football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24-7.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. It's my strength.
All up and moved you to the south, back to U-Haul, cross a one tree yard to a tin roof shotgun house. You didn't know nobody, didn't talk too much, had a rocking little body with a Yankee strut, a little shy side, a little wild side, with the long blonde hair all pulled up. You got in with some Southern bells, cut your jeans off with a rebel yell, learned the talk of the Bible Bell. Now girl, I knelt in you M-O-V. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth, like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips, live oak moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky. It's like there's something in the air that turns you wild when a country song is way up loud and the sun goes down. Right about then you lock eyes on me. You got me where you want me, where I want to be. All up in the middle of your left and right, your side to side. Yeah, you're right on time when you're M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth, like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips, live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky, buzz of the fire and ice. DJ plays that throwback to you, and I can't move when you move. Let me talk to you. I love the way you love the way you feel the beat. C-O-M-E. Come on, I wanna see you move like you do. Sexy and smooth like you love to. Girl, just look at you. Legs and your hips, live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky. Back tunes. I wanna move.
tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light. Resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling alright when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy. Laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. And sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses. This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes,
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling alright when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Go. that he shot her while the lovers were embraced with the bullet he intended for the man who took his place. He cried through the night as he made his escape, but the rain that was falling could not wash away his shame. The man from Waco on the banks of the Brazos, where the desert willow grows, the clear shallow water just won't say all it knows. A moment of burning anger can curse the living through the days. You can let that river take you, but you will never get away. The man from Waco.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, it's Homecoming 2024 here from Southwood County Stadium. As we are knotted at 16s here at the break, they introduce the Homecoming Court at halftime. We'd like to do the same. First of all, we have Ella Panter and Brendan Pond, Emma Thomas and Michael McDonald, Kendra Schleissner. I'll spit it out yet. Ella Schleissner. As well as Josh Bush, Olivia Olson, and Tyson Stempa. They have miniature royalty as well, Queen Layla Bates, and she's escorted by King Connor Van Aston, and your 2024 homecoming queen, Natalie Akey, escorted by King Simon Wolf. So that's your 2024 Lincoln High School homecoming court. We got a good football game, just like we said at the beginning in our pregame, Michael. We thought it'd be a great matchup, and it has not disappointed thus far, as we are knotted at 16s. It started off in quarter number one. Sawyer Brooks, a little two-yard dive up the middle, 11-play, 65-yard drive, and Tritz's PAT was good, 7-0 Rapids. That was at the 6-11 mark, but then at the 3:22 mark, the answer came from the old Abes. Shamar Simmons, 5 yards left, and then back to the right, 11 plays, 65 yards. Both of them identical drives and number of plays. Simmons' PAT run to the right was good, and the two-point conversion made it 8-7 at the end of quarter number one in favor of Eau Claire. Quarter number two at the 10:42 mark, Sawyer Brooks, touchdown number two. Little 7-yard slam off the left guard, 8 plays, 58 yards. PAT pass was incomplete, and Rapids led it 13-8. Got the ball back, 7:51. Kyler Tritz kicked 25-yard field goal. That was a 6-play, 32-yard drive, and Rapids led it by 8, 16-8. And then, with one tick left on the clock, the Old Abes had a chance from 26 yards out, and Aaron Gundlach hooked up with Julius Clark, hit the left pylon, stretched across the goal line, and the 7-play, 60-yard drive was capped off by a 2-point run by Gundlach, and thus we are tied at 16s at the half. With some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
I'm going to start with Eau Claire. Not much doing on the ground. Shamar Simmons, he leads things with 7 carries and 27 yards, including a 5-yard touchdown score, whereas Aaron Gundlach, 2 carries, 4 yards. It's 9 touches for 31 yards, but they did their damage through the air. Comparatively so, as they had 14 attempts. Well, they made 8 of them. And they compiled a total of 87 passing yards to finish with 118 in the first half. They only had 47 at the end of the first quarter. Julius Clark leading things with 8 receptions. Mason Lauscher with 1. And then, of course, Oliver Vleck with 1 as well. 3 penalties coming up, 25 yards, and they've had 1 fumble, and they lost it. Flipping the page over to Wisconsin Rapids, Colin Lehman, that's 12 carries, excuse me, it'd be 12 carries for 55 yards. Jonah Rasmussen, 4 carries, 17 yards. Sawyer Brooks, nice game for him, 8 carries, 50 yards, and scores 2 yards and 7 yards. Landon Pilot, 5 carries, 12 yards. Owen Richardson, 1 carry, 1 yard. And Matthew Vollert, 1 carry for 9. They have 144 rushing, 23 passing yards for 167. They had 86 at the end of the first quarter. Owen Richardson, he's 2 for 3 passing for 23 yards. Pete Steinhoffel with 1 of those receptions for 21 yards. So that's he's a big one going for there, as they have 9 first downs in the first half, as well as 22 penalty yards as we get underway.
Again, a pop-up on the kickoff, and it's fumbled, but recovered this time by the old Abes, jumping on top of it. For the Abes was Mason Lauscher, and they will start things off from their own 43-yard line.
Good field position for the old Abes.
So first and 10, as they tied it up on the last play of the half, and Rapids just jumped offside.
Oh, come on, boys.
So, 5-yard penalty will make it first and five from the 48-yard line of Eau Claire, I should say.
We had a halftime score, and Nakusa was beating Adams Friendship 16-6, and they got the ball first thing out of the break, and they scored on that, so that lead only grew.
Fake the handoff to Simmons and keeping his gun lock as he crosses the 50 to the Rapids 49-yard line. And that was a tough 3 yards that time.
He paid for it.
Sure did. And it'll bring up a second down and 2 yards to go. And that hurry-up offense for Simmons as he crosses the 45 off the right side to the 42-yard line for a quick pickup of seven. It'll be first and 10 as they hustle it back up to the line of scrimmage. And they give it to Simmons once again as he's bouncing off would-be tacklers all the way down to the 36-yard line for a gain of six. Bring up a second down and four.
Well, I think we're going to get a heavy dose of him because Eau Claire actually has the advantage right here getting the ball to start the second half in a tie game.
And Simmons does get that dose of carry again. Picks up 11 yards all the way down to the 25-yard line. And as fast as we can write down those three quick stats, they're back at the line of scrimmage. They can get back to the line of scrimmage faster than the chain gang can move the sticks. And now we've got a whistle.
I think there's a little pre-snap motion, I'm hoping.
Looks like they're saying false start, as you called it. So they out-hurried themselves that time.
Yep.
If one can out-hurry oneself.
Well, to quote Jurassic Park, must go faster, must go faster, must go faster. You tell me you've seen that. Guys, I'm out. Good night.
I really don't watch movies. Fake the pass to the right flat, keeping it now. Gunlock, he is going to be grabbed. He's going to be swung and slung down in the arms of Sam Matthews, a 6'3", 260-pound senior for Rapids, as they'll mark it back at the 36-yard line. And that's going to be a loss of five, and it'll bring up second and 20. So suddenly the old Abe's going the wrong direction here.
Yeah.
Gunlock going to throw that little down and out now on our side of the field, and it is caught over there by Bryce Hedke, a 6'1", 170-pound senior. And let's see where the marker is at the 28-yard line, so gain of eight. And it'll bring up a third down and 12. Shotgun rolling to his right. The lefty throws, has a man at the 11, and it's going to be a first down for the old Apes on the far side of the field. A gain of 17 yards and a fresh set of downs. And it'll be officially marked at the 11.
That's just a tough break.
Simmons going for the left pylon. He's got a blocker out in front of him. He's going to get in.
But I believe there was a good hold there.
Back at about the 11-yard line. So hold everything. Don't put the points on the board yet.
Hold the phone, Newt. That was a comedy reference, Newt Gingrich, in a stand-up thing. Never mind. You don't watch comedy either.
So let's see. They are going to call a hold. Will they mark it from about the 11-yard line, I believe? So if they do so, it'll be a penalty of 10 yards. And it'll be second and 20 from the 21-yard line of Rapids.
Even though I know you don't watch movies, Randy, your girlfriend and I, we watched Christine, the Stephen King movie with a car in it, got home after the date night. Guess what was on TV? Christine.
Oh, never fails. Quick slant over the middle that falls incomplete, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. And it'll bring up a third down and 20. They can get a first down inside the one. And they've already got a 26-yard touchdown pass on the last play of the first half. So this is not impossible for the old Abes. Three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Pistol formation. And Simmons is to the left of Gunlack. He rolls out to his left. He throws it to the 12, knocked back to the 14-yard line. That's where he got knocked out of bounds, and that's where they'll mark it. So looked like a lot more yardage than 7 yards, but that's all it was. And it'll now be fourth down and 13. And let's see what they decide to do. They do not send out the kick team. They will go for it here.
Well, why not? Rapids are struggling to stop you through the air.
Oh, he drops the ball, picks it up, goes to that far pylon, and it is bobbled. He caught it, but by the time he had regrouped and regathered, he was out of the end zone, so they say incomplete, and they'll turn it over on downs.
Rapids got lucky on that one.
He somehow.
But I also thought there was a push-off in the corner of the end zone by the offensive player.
Is there a flag? I don't. Wasn't that fourth down? Evidently not.
Guess not.
So try it again. Fourth down. Pressure coming. Throw to the other side of the field. A jump ball and goes off the hands of the intended receiver. No flag. So now it is turned over on downs. Somehow he lost one in there.
Yes. Something ain't adding up there. But
Rapids will take over. So
we'll take it. We'll take it.
Nonetheless, right? So first and 10 for Rapids at their own 14-yard line. So even gained a yard out of that.
All right. Well, Randy, I don't claim to know what's going on.
Nope.
So let's.
Even though we're watching, we're trying. We're down to 9:32. That was the opening possession of half number two. So about a quarter of the way through the third quarter.
Rapids needs to score, put that pressure back on Memorial.
Jonah Rasmussen, 6'3", 220, and a senior, the quarterback. Then they'll start just like they did the opening drive of the ball game. They just do the dive and run it straight ahead for 6 yards as they cross the 20-yard line to the 21. A gain of more like 7 on that carry. Lehman with the tote that time for Rapids. Backside of the football resting at the 20-yard line. It's a long 3 yards, we'll see.
Yeah, that's not quite four, but not quite three.
One wide out, top of the screen. Man in the slot on the left. Rasmussen gives it off on the dive off the left side this time.
Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling.
Yep, Lehman does so up to the 27-yard line. Boy, that's a quick 6 yards, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for another Rapids first down.
That works. I'll allow it.
Wouldn't be bad to put together a little 86-yard drive, run a little clock, and take a
even get it into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
No rush. Nope. Plenty of game.
Lawson Heffner, top of the screen. Man in the slot on the left, eye formation. And the dive again, straight up the middle to the 30-yard line. And the carry made by Lehman once again. Give him 3 on that tote. 2nd and 7 for the Raiders.
Sounds like it's going to be a bit windy this weekend, Randy. You're going to be going out in the golf game? And
yeah, I'll be blowing my ball more around than I slice it already. Not a good thing.
No.
Oh, and jumping into the neutral zone. I don't think he was drawn out.
I don't think he was either.
And he was not. So penalty on Old Abe's for 5 yards.
I'll take it.
2nd down and 2 from the 35-yard line.
Very manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't give it back to him.
Do you maybe surprise him with a quick pass here?
I think you could just get the first down here.
Okay.
Personally, but that's why I'm not a coach.
Let's see what Coach Biolo decides here. And they'll fake the dive. Jonah keeps it. He's got the first down and more. The 40, 44-yard line.
Face mask as well.
So give him 9 on the carry. And if they do call the face mask, because there's plenty of flags spattered and scattered around the field.
Yep. 5-yard face mask, incidental.
Okay. So total of 14 yards on that. 1st and 10. Should move it up to the 49-yard line, and it does. That's one way to get a little bit chunky on your gain. As we now are at the 7:22 mark.
Randy, I'm chunky and I'm never on my game.
I tried not to look at myself in the window.
That's right. Well, that won't break. It's just a window. Mirror, however.
That's why we have them up high. Rasmussen under center. I formation behind him. Give it to the up back. That's straight ahead driving to the 49, not much of a yardage there. Maybe two to the 49 yards on the carry. Second down and eight. But now into Eau Claire Memorial territory. Layman with the 2 yards. As we get close to halfway through quarter number three, tied at 16s here from Woodtrust Bank Field, Wisconsin Rapids.
As Bon Jovi would say, well, we're halfway there. Living on a prayer.
When I do.
Okay, just making sure. I just don't know sometimes with you.
Again, the little dive, this time off left side for Layman. And he,
I think, just one.
Maybe a yard to the 48, right? Brings up a third down and seven. So every once in a while they get some big chunks, and then they'll be tough for a couple of plays.
Well, that's option ball. You know, that really is. You get a couple of yards here, a couple of yards there, and then they think they have it plugged up in the A-gap, and he's 40 yards down the field.
Matthew Vollert, the 5'9", 190-pound senior, checks into the ball game in the backfield for Rapids.
Vollert, he had one carry for 9 yards, so, I mean, hopefully maybe that's what they're game planning for here.
They'll give it to the tail of the bunch back there, and it's going to be a first down Rapids to the 39-yard line. And the carry was made that time by Layman. So a gain of 9. They needed 7. And it's a first and 10 Rapids.
18 carries, 82 yards for Layman.
What's Simmons got tonight?
By my count, which means nothing, 51 yards on 10 carries.
After 119 last week, they're doing a pretty good job on him.
Yeah.
Layman slips a would-be tackler in the backfield.
Slips another.
35-30. Down to the 25-yard line. He should have been caught for a loss. Instead, he gets 14 yards and a fresh set of downs for Rapids.
Just eat up that clock and score. I mean, I don't know what more they can do.
You know, it's what we called for when they started this thing out from their own 14-yard line. And we're down to 5 minutes in the third quarter. It's exactly what we were hoping for, and thus far, it's what we're receiving. Three running backs behind Rasmussen. They give it to Layman, who's at the backside of all three, and maybe a half-yard loss on the play. We'll just call it nothing going, and second and 10.
20 carries, 96 yards for Layman. That very rare has Rapids had a runner go over 100. So that would be, I would like to see that tonight. I mean, and granted, the competition of this game, it's probably likely, but I'm liking what Rapids is doing now. They just got a score here. They've got a nice sustained drive that's been a trouble for them all year, and scoring on those, I want to see them do it again.
Just about two-thirds of the way through the third. And they'll fake the dive. Rasmussen keeps it, and he's going to be bottled up. And that's going to be a loss of a couple yards back to the 27-yard line, bringing up a third down and 12. And the concern you just voiced.
Yeah, they did a great job staying home. The defense, that is, staying home there and not over-pursuing. Just went with the flow, and they got a loss of 2 on it.
Well, Rasmussen comes all the way over to talk to the coaching staff on the sideline. Now heads back over to the huddle, bringing the play in.
Well, arms up in the air, so they got about, 10 seconds? One. Yep, timeout.
Rapids going to take a timeout. Gives us a chance to talk a little bit about Homestead Golf and Supper Club out on Highway 73. Course is going to be open for a bit yet, probably till the end of the month, I would guess. That's what they did last year anyway.
Perhaps, Randy, perhaps.
Depends on the weather. Thus far, it's been very pleasant.
Very dry.
Mm-hmm. Ball actually rolled out pretty well the other night. It has to for me to get, within, striking distance of the green within 3, 4, or 5 shots.
Yeah.
Stop on in afterwards. Had some wings the other night. Oh, they were plump and juicy. Make sure you say hi to Jamie and the entire gang out at Homestead Golf and Supper Club, 2.5 miles west of town, over the viaduct on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. 3:29 is what the clock reads here in quarter number 3. Rapids and the old Abes of Eau Claire knotted at 16s, and Rapids facing a third down and 12 yards to go from the 27-yard line of ECM. So as we come out of the TO, Rasmussen under center, two backs behind him, a third in the tail of the tandem, and the push straight ahead to the 20-yard line for a pickup of 7. Then we'll bring up a fourth down and 5. And Brooks with the carry. He has 2 touchdowns behind his name tonight.
Definitely a very much more manageable situation, a 4th and 5. Still asking a bit, but I think it's obviously doable. They're struggling to get the call in.
Now they've got it. Rasmussen will relay it on to the team, and they break the huddle. Send Hefner to the top. Again, the other 3 running backs behind Rasmussen. Yeah, takes, fakes. He's going to throw. Got a man on the right corner. Got it caught at the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids. Kyler Tritz on the reception at the 3-yard line, and he walks it into the end zone, and Rapids takes the lead back at 22-16.
Huge play.
One of those situations where you don't throw the ball a lot and you kind of catch them off guard, and that's exactly what happened. And Rapids now will go for the PAT. There's some discussion by the officials at the 13-yard line. 3 of the group are huddled up there.
Oh, boy.
And here comes the announcement. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
After the play, yeah.
So that'll make the... Now, do they have the choice in high school of moving it back on the PAT or doing it on the kickoff, or do they have to put it on the PAT? I guess we'll wait and see.
I think it's kickoff. I've only really ever seen it on kickoff.
So he goes over and he talks to the head coach of the Old Abes, Tom Westcott, to see what the decision is, and now we hear it.
So on the kickoff,
yeah. We'll take it on the kickoff. So the TD pass is good from Rasmussen to Tritz.
Should have called up Mike Pereira.
Yeah.
Sure, he's not doing anything constructive tonight. He's
probably watching.
Yeah. So must see TV on the radio.
Tritz trying to get all 7 points here as he'll attempt the PAT. The lines are set. Kick is on the way, and the kick is...
No good.
Just wide to the left. And so with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in quarter number 3, Rapids takes the lead back at 22-16, and we will be back in 1 minute.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, because of the unsportsmanlike penalty, the Rapids will be kicking from their own 25-yard line. So you would think that the Old Abes should get pretty good field position here. They probably won't pooch this one either.
I would hope not.
So the whistle blows. Rapids kicking from left to right here. And he does send a
nice
high end-over-end kick coming down at the 33-yard line. Straight ahead, 35-40, 45 midfield, 45. Crossed to the 45 to the 43-yard line. And the return for the Old Abes was made by Zach Johnson. So great field position to start out this second drive of the half for Eau Claire.
Tackled by number 10, Matthew Herman, along with number 18.
They'll mark it at the 44-yard line, first and 10.
Nacusa just scored again, so they extended that lead over the Green Devils. Just trying to see the scoreboard here in a moment.
Unlock catches it, swings it out to the right side, caught at the line of scrimmage, heading down the far side of the field. And the reception carry by Ethan Burrows. Julius Clark, they say it was, to the 26-yard line. So gain of 18 on the play and a fresh set of downs for the Old Abes as they'll hand it off. And Shamar Simmons comes to the left side and goes back to the right, up to the 20, 15, sliding down at the 11-yard line. A quick gain of 15 yards and another first down for Eau Claire, who trying to answer back on that Rapids TD, trailing by 6 with 2:08 to go in the third. Simmons gets it, goes right side, and he's grabbed around the ankles and brought down at the 7-yard line. Gain of 4, second down and 6 to go for the Abes. Pitch it to the left side. Shamar Simmons to the 5, to the 1, to the end zone, touchdown. And just like that, in a matter of 57 seconds, the Old Abes able to respond here in quarter number 3. We are tied at 22s.
Well, that's just big. You make apologies, but dumb penalties come back to bite you, and just definitely did right now.
Here's the handoff to Simmons around the left side. He walks it into the end zone untouched. And with 1:43 to go in quarter number 3, it's Eau Claire Memorial 24, Wisconsin Rapids 22, back in 60.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kellen Brown into the kicking for the Old Abes as it teed up at the 40-yard line, south end of Wind Trust Bank Field, and the kick is end over end coming down at the 9-yard line, straight up the middle, 15, 20, running into his own blocker at the 30, 35, 36-yard line on the return for Rapids, and they will set it down at the 36-yard line. First and 10, Rapids, who now find themselves trailing by 2 with a minute and 34 remaining in the third. And there's a flag on the field. Let's sort this out. And a personal foul, face mask.
All right.
Let's see if this is 5 or 15.
There oh, that's a 15-er.
Big one.
Personal foul, 15 always.
So that'll put it to the 49-yard line.
Nice, nice. Player.
Try it again, first and 10.
They give you short field, score.
So they have to switch the football after the kickoff. Put in the Lincoln football for the offense. So great starting position for Rapids, just like last drive. It was the 44-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids for Eau Claire after the kickoff and the penalty. Hand off straight up the middle once again. Pounding it up to the 44-yard line for a quick carry of 3 on that play. Lehman on the toe. Second down and 7. Clock rolling. Minute 15 still remains here in quarter number three. I formation this time, one in the slot, one on the wide out to the right. Up the middle they go. Lehman gets to the 43-yard line, only 1 yard on that carry. And it brings up third down. And about four.
102 yards on 22 carries for Lehman. So broke the century mark to this point.
They'll run into the left-hand side. No running room whatsoever that time. Trying to get outside on the left-hand edge was Landon Pilot, and he is going to be tackled at the 47-yard line for a loss of four on the play. And it'll be fourth down and eight for Wisconsin Rapids.
So this is going to be the end of the quarter, however.
Rapids runs up to the line of scrimmage, but the clock, I think, will expire before they can snap it, and it does. And so we have come to the end of quarter number three. Both teams being able to score a touchdown. However, the Old Aves managing to get the two-point conversion, whereas Rapids missed the PAT via the kick, and therefore our scoreboard reads 40-24 for Eau Claire, 22 for Wisconsin Rapids. Back in a minute with quarter number four right after this.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Fourth and eight, and Rapids put Sawyer Brooks back in punt formation. Gets the snap, and he takes it to the right-hand side across midfield to the 45, brought down at the 42-yard line. That's going to be just shy of the first down. And the Old Abes hold, and will take over at their own 42-yard line.
Okay, it was just a little short. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Almost did it, didn't he? So first and 10 for the Old Abes. Dunlock back to throw, some pressure. Down the far sideline, caught at the 44-yard line of Rapids, still being dragged forward and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So a pickup of 18 on that play, and it's a first down as they mark it at the 39-yard line.
Is that Clark?
I think they said Schultz.
Oh, Schultz. Okay.
So at the 39-yard line, first and 10. Handoff to the right side. Shamar Simmons stiff arms one tackler, pulls away from a second, and he's finally pushed out of bounds, but not before he's able to reach the, I'm going to say, 18-yard line for a gain of 21. And through two plays, two first downs, and just like that, they're knocking on the proverbial door. And a face mask on Rapids, so that'll move it down to the 9-yard line if it's half the distance to the goal, which it is. And now it's suddenly first and goal. That's what, three face masks at least tonight
yeah.
have been called.
Rapids has not been very disciplined reaching.
And Simmons gets the handoff, runs into four would-be tacklers at the 7-yard line for a gain of two. Second down and goal.
Simmons just broke the century mark. 15 carries, 100 yards. Two scores, 1 5-er, 1 7.
He is to the left of Gunlock. He'll fake the handoff to him, and Gunlock will keep it and spin it down to the 2-yard line for a quick 5 yards on the play. And it is now third down and goal for the Old Abes. As Bryce Hepke heads to the sideline, so it's about as long a delay as we've seen on an offensive play for the Old Abes. He is surrounded. That's Gunlock by would-be runners, and he takes it up the middle. He gets hit short of the goal line. Only a gain of one on that. So it'll be fourth and goal to goal from the 1-yard line of Rapids. Big play here at the 10:33 mark of quarter number four. This time, again, surrounded by three would-be runners. They give it to Shamar Simmons, and he takes it into the end zone. And touchdown, Eau Claire Memorial. And they extend their lead to 30-22 with 10:24 remaining here in the final quarter.
Things are looking rough, Randy. That not being able to score on that drive after getting some fortunate field position, that's really, really making things tough on Rapids.
Need to stop them here. Lead trailing it by eight. Otherwise, it's a two-score lead. Gunlock takes, rolls out, throws, and his defender slipped. Incomplete, so it keeps it a one-score game with 10:24 to go. Eau Claire Memorial 30, Wisconsin Rapids 22. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Raider Football, WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You got my letter. You read it twice. Show up.
Shamar Simmons on a 1-yard TD run, capping a 6-play, 42-yard drive. The 2-point pass incomplete. Claire Memorial leading it by 8, 30-22 with 10:24 remaining in regulation because Rapids now within striking distance, as my grandchildren like to say. And here's an end-over-end kick from the left foot and bouncing at the 8-yard line on the near side of the field. Up to the 15, 20, up to the 24-yard line. Chase Gethers takes it back for Rapids. And down by 8, they'll start the drive from the 24, their own. Any updates from around the area?
Not too much. It's kind of a struggle finding some of them. But I just kind of keep an eye on the Nakusa one as they continue to just kind of hold course with that one. So,
and again, we're looking forward to heading over to Nakusa next.
Yep, that'll be a fun one. They're still in the race for the conference title. We're at the South Central Conference again.
And off up the middle to the 30-yard line. Maybe just barely across it. Layman on the carry. So they'll give him the 31-yard line, so they'll say 7. Second down and 3 for Rapids. Now under 10 minutes to go. Quarter number 4. Top of the screen goes Hefner. High formation, one in the slot to the right. Hand it off to Lehman. They push the pile on the right side. They think they're going to give him the first down.
Depends on the spot.
Well, he started at the 35-yard line. The